Welcome to Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Sierra Doctor, and we're also here from Whitney Pittman and Randy Conan in studio. Today we're on the road here in Fargo, North Dakota at North Harvest Dry Bean Celebration Day that's happening. And it's also, if you can't make it in person, there's also a live stream component as well. Our sponsorship of our coverage here today is by BASF, and we'll talk with that crew in a minute. But in the meantime, Randy, can you give us a little bit of insight of what's happening in the markets?
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Randy. As we mentioned, we're here in North Harvest Bean Day. I'm here with BASF, Scott Hammond. Scott, here at Bean Day, it's a pretty big market here for the upper Midwest.
No, definitely. It's great to be here at Bean Day today. It's a great opportunity to come in and get updated on the dry bean markets, the production practices. You know, visit with some of the longtime growers of dry beans, and it always amazes me how they're here every year trying to get those little tidbits of information. And, you know, BASF, we bring a lot of tools and stuff to help fill those gaps, and we're here to support those dry bean growers with our product lineup.
Yeah, certainly. Give me a little bit of insight of what's all on the product lineup for dry bean growers. What can they utilize?
Well, we've got a number of brands, starting with our soil residual products with our Prowl H2O Outlook as a soil-applied residual, right into our post-applied herbicides with our Baristo, Basagran, who have been solid products for years on the post-weed control side. Great fungicide options for our Endura line of white mold control, and Preaxor for our rust and plant health. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we also have right up to the end with the production year is Sharpen, uses a good harvest aid, help you get that crop off timely, keep that quality there.
Yeah, certainly. When we think about, you know, from the beginning to the end, as farmers are getting ready, what are some seed treatment line portfolio specifically for that timeline?
Yeah, we do. We actually have Obvious Plus labeled for dry edible beans. It's a great product for all those seed-borne pathogens, and actually just came to market here a couple years ago for that acre. So it's one of our newer brands for this acre.
Okay. Is there anything new coming down the pipeline by BASF for dry bean producers?
We don't have anything brand new this year. We are switching some brands around with our Raptor and Beyond into Beyond Extra. That would be the newest for the dry bean acre for this year.
Okay. As far as hitting, you know, multiple modes of action, what do you recommend for that?
It's always good to start out with residual products and dry beans, and then layering in another mode of action from the residual side along with those post-applied products. So it's important, not just for dry beans, but really for all crops, to have as many modes of action as you can to combat the weed resistance.
Yeah, certainly. When we think about farmers, I mean, they're really thinking dollars and cents and keeping their margins. So, and taking a look at their bottom line, especially in this economy, what are some options that farmers can take to utilize their bottom line, but without losing or sacrificing some of their yield?
Well, it's all part of the big picture in production agriculture. You know, you have to have a solid program for weed control, disease control in each of your crops, because it all builds into the next. And, you know, dry bean commodity prices are pretty good. I mean, I've heard some decent contracts out there. And, you know, it's all part of being as profitable as you can.
Right, certainly. As I mentioned before, we're here at North Harvest Bean Growers Association. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to talk about with BASF. They've got our full coverage here for our live coverage here at the Holiday Inn. Reporting agriculture's business, this is the Red River Farm Network. Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Sierra Doctor here at North Harvest Bean Day in Fargo with our crew at BASF, who's sponsoring all of our coverage today for our live event. I'm here with BASF Nick Salentine. Nick, I think weed control is always top of the mind for a lot of producers. Looking back at 2022's growing season, what were some really kind of key problematic weeds?
Yeah, it seems like more and more there's been tougher to control weeds, especially when you look at some of the pigweed species, water hemp in particular. And then, you know, when you think about the dry bean grower, nightshade's been a problem for some of these growers to control. So we've, you know, do our best to layer in some residuals and talk about certain chemistries that we can help out some of these growers to control those tough weeds.
Yeah, what were some of the key products from BASF that actually help and control some of these weeds?
Yeah, so we've had a couple of these products on the market for a while, but when you look at from our post standpoint, you know, we've got Baristo, Basagran, and Raptor, but layering in those residuals, specifically Outlook, you know, whether it's with your Varisto, but something that will help you get more modes of action on the acre. And the biggest thing with some of these weeds like water hemp, pigweed, and nightshade is to control those weeds mostly before they get up, because that's what those products are designed for, is control those weeds before they even come up and emerge. So it's always better to just have that mindset. Better just leave those weeds below the ground. Once they get above ground, especially water hemp, going to be tougher control because they grow pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, water hemp, big topic in the weed world, especially for dry bean growers. It's kind of right here in the region of dry bean growers.
Yeah, and you look at just not just dry beans, but other crops in general, just puts more emphasis on combining modes of action, layering in residuals, and like I said, just trying to keep those weeds from emerging in the first place is probably the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. We think about the planting season and we lay out a timeline. I mean, can you give us a good timeline for herbicide applications and making the most of it?
Yeah, I mean, from a pre-standpoint, like Scott mentioned, Prowl H2O is our product of choice. And then when you move into that early post-market, you're probably going to come with something like a Varisto Bassegran mix or just Varisto, but certainly consider throwing in something like Outlook with that Varisto application, just to, again, layer in more residuals.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, or Nick. That was Nick Valentine here. I want to bring in Ben Sigelski. Ben, let's talk a little bit about white mold. I mean, we had kind of a cooler, wetter spring, and there were cases white mold tended to rear its head.
Yeah, it definitely did. It's a very economically important disease every year, especially for the North Harvest Dry Bean Growers Association. Our region is cool and dry. In a lot of areas last year, what was interesting is that it got dry toward the end of the year. A lot of people didn't think that white mold would be a big issue, but an important thing to keep in mind is that the climate at 6 feet above the crop canopy can be a lot different than it is in a dense dry bean canopy. So cool, moist conditions, very conducive to white mold. It's important every year to stay on top of that.
Yeah, talk to me about maybe some application timing and rate that's really successful against white mold management.
Sure, yeah. Without getting, to 1,000 feet high here, but you're looking for pin pods. It's early flowering, early R2, we call it. Basically, white mold or sclerotium infects the flower petals of the dry beans. So if you got flower petals out there, your crop is susceptible to white mold infection. You're also trying to get that fungicide to the flower petals. There's no magic formula for nozzles, volume, droplet size, things like that. Michael Wunsch is doing a lot of research on that, but essentially you want to protect those flower petals. So if you got flower petals in your crop canopy and those pin pods, you want to be out there spraying.
Right. Well, that was Ben Sigelski here with BASF during our coverage of North Harvest Dry Bean Day here in Fargo. I'll turn it back over to the studio for more farm news. Friday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network, coming at you live here from Fargo, North Dakota at North Harvest Bean Day. Our sponsors and our coverage is made possible by BASF. I'm here with Bill Olson of BASF. Bill, you guys have always been pretty big supporters of North Harvest and bean growers at Bean Day here.
Yes, we have. You know, dry beans have always been very important to BASF. You know, basically, we cover this crop from start to finish. We've been a part of this for a number of years. It's fun to get out here and see these guys, see the enthusiasm to keep planting edible beans. It's an important crop in this area. It's a great crop for rotation. And again, we really appreciate it. And so I'd like to say thank you to the farmers for sticking with this edible bean crop.
Yeah, well, they're a good group of growers. Looking back on the past growing year, I mean, give me a little bit of recap of what some dry bean growers faced.
We like to talk about a typical season, but I don't even know what that is anymore. So, you know, we started out, thought it would be a decent spring. It got really wet, pretty delayed. We got this crop in, I would say, kind of late, a lot of early June planting. Then we had some heavy wind come through, took some of the crop out. Some of them replant, some didn't. In general, then it started to dry out towards the end of the season. And Mother Nature really, she did bless us with a long late fall, which helped us get the crop off, even though some of them were late. So some areas still maybe didn't have the yields they'd like, but I think in general, a lot of pockets it picked up in the end and turned out pretty well.
Yeah, and you know, farmers like talk, we talk dollars and cents a lot of the time, and when we look at kind of what BASF can offer, talk to me through some of the financing options that you guys are looking at.
Yeah, I know. So a lot of things changed in that finance business this last year. We used to see rates anywhere from 3 to 4% for guys for operating, and now that's almost doubled in some cases. So we partnered with John Deere Financial this year again. We've had 0% for the last number of years, and we kept it at 0% again this year. So if you think about a dry bean crop and you want to go start to finish with whether it's the Veristo Bassegrands, Outlook Prowl, ended off the season with desiccation with Sharpen, fill in with the, middle of the time frame with the fungicides, keep your white bulb out with Endura, rust out with Preaxor, you can finance that whole crop for 0% from start to finish. So I think it's a pretty important thing to look at if you're a grower out there. I know even if you have the money, 0% sounds pretty good going from now to December.
It certainly does. That was Bill Olson here with BASF. BASF is our sponsor for our live coverage here at Bean Day. I'll hand it back over to the studio.